Here.
All right, we live.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Check one, check two. What's up?
Welcome to the Real Talk Show. What you gonna do?
Episode seven.
Seven. Whoa. Siete.
Episode seven. We here.
Cheat. Every time we up here, it feels like we ain't been here in a minute.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it does always feel like a very long time.
But we here, man, and we ain't going nowhere, man. You got your boy Jersey Jules.
It's your girl at L Pretty B.
Yes, you already know at Credit Corey. Credit.Corey.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
What's up? How was y'all week?
Whoa. Hey.
How was y'all weekend? You feel me?
Had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Went out with the wife. Went out to this podcast going on tour.
Okay.
It's called Tonight's Conversation. That was a good show.
Okay. How was that?
It was interesting. It was a lot of laughs. A lot of stuff that's going to come back to the house maybe.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of conversation starters.
You know what I mean? They got a deck of cards too.
That's what builds relationships, what I mean. So you know what I mean? Those uncomfortable conversations.
It really does. I think it's really important to have those uncomfortable conversations because if you're not in uncharted territory, you don't grow, you don't learn.
That's a fact.
You don't move forward. When things become comfortable, nothing changes. And that's not to say that it has to be like, it got to be effective. But those hard conversations, I think, are the prerequisites of a lot of the battles that people go through in relationships.
Absolutely. You need them.
It just, it always seems like those hard conversations, the man is always at the butt end of those hard conversations.
It comes down to what we do, man. I'm just saying,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fact.
But yeah, man, they help you grow, they help you learn about each other, help you learn about yourself. So.
Communication is key, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's
another one that's going to be in the house, Corey.
The main thing. Communication is extremely important, I think, for both men and women in relationships, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And having uncomfortable conversations is really healthy. It is.
Have uncomfortable conversations until they get comfortable.
Until they get comfortable, that's right? Because you got to be able to have that safe space with your partner to talk about shit like that.
Absolutely.
That sounds dope. That car game might get you in trouble.
Hey, it depends on which one he got. You feel me? It depends. Hey, you better switch them. You better switch out the deck.
Certain decks gonna be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make sure you get your bottle of Bel Air on, and you make sure you
but
have fun.
But that's gonna be good though. But definitely have fun with that.
You on your own.
Yeah. Word. I had an okay week. I worked this week.
Okay.
Today was my little mini self-care day, so
uh-huh.
I got to chill out today.
Yeah, it's okay because that vacation coming up surely, but soon. Let's go.
Where you going again?
New Orleans.
I have three days, guys.
New Orleans, nice. Shorty.
That's going
to
be nice.
I cannot wait. I think I'm most looking forward to the food.
Are you already there mentally? Like,
I'm already seeing myself drunk on Bourbon Street on the corner, sitting down. We're about to have the fucking
footage of L Pretty B all in Mardi Gras mode.
I'm going
with
my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So,
yeah,
I'm going on vacation with daddy, and we're going to have a time.
As you should.
We're going to have a time.
Every Sunday, they do the little line when they be strolling.
Yeah. What you know about that, see?
I've been in New Orleans.
Keep incriminating yourself, my brother.
Me and the wife went out there one time.
Nice. That's dope. Good. Looking forward to it. Let's get into our Hollywood talk.
Hey, let's get into it, man.
We got a lot of really good.
As we all know, it's a lot of weird shit that's been going on in the world. And it is our job. It is our privilege. It is our pleasure to make sure we
give you
the real talk.
And give you the talk that you have with your friends, with your family, those conversations that you have with your partner. Not that Instagram, we going to say that shit to get
viral. And we're going to be unbiased with these opinions. And we're not going to be hypocrites neither, especially me, because I am no angel.
Especially me as a woman. Yeah, exactly. I don't hold no bars either. We fuck up too, so.
Thank you.
Here, I ain't hold it.
I want to give her an applause for that. You feel me? I ain't want to exaggerate it, but that been a lot. Y'all heard it though. It's on live. We is on tape. You feel me?
Everybody on live too, man. Y'all go download that DJ Chase app, man. Hey, y'all can be ready for
DJChaseRadio.com.
Shout out to everybody on the live.
Yeah.
So Orlando Brown claims he made love. What the fuck?
Whoa! Jump into that? Whoa, pause. Hold on. Hold the fuck on, like, hey, you gotta give us a.
We probably should have moved that one a couple down.
We should word. We just can't jump into.
We're definitely getting into.
I told y'all this the Hollywood segment for a reason. It's Hollywood for a reason.
Drake, Usher, and he named more people.
I just, you know,
but why we need to know that?
Oh man,
that's what I did.
Orlando Brown, he loved the camera, yo.
Drake did
something outlandish, something crazy.
Why they keep putting him in front of the camera?
Yeah, they know what's up. They know what sells, you know what I mean? They know what get the views.
Who? Like,
Orlando I could have went forever without hearing that.
Yeah, outlandish, though, because he is not even in a C-list celebrity.
Yeah, facts.
How did you ever get in bed with Drake?
I don't even want to imagine or have that in my head. Like, that's something.
Oh, you're not gonna put it past Usher? Chill.
How Usher be catching strays like this? Where the hell Usher come from with Orlando Brown and Drake?
He's like one of my favorite R&B artists, but sometimes you just really can't escape the shit that you hear about these celebrities.
This shit is crazy.
Especially when it's constant patterns. You be like, oh, that nigga, he into something. We don't know, but he into something. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Yeah. Wendy Williams was diagnosed with aphasia and dementia. She has a new Lifetime documentary that is premiering. Is it today? Or maybe it premiered already. I'm not really sure, but
I'm hearing about it. I'm tracking.
Prayers to her, though.
For real, man. This is serious business, man. I know we all crack on, you know what I mean, whatever image and stuff like that, man. But mental health and awareness is definitely a real thing, man. Shout out to Wendy Williams, her family and stuff.
For sure.
I think it's important to like really acknowledge that at the end of the day, no matter how you feel about Wendy Williams, she's really a tycoon.
A legend.
She's been doing it for
an icon. Give her her flowers while she's here. Mm-hmm. You know? Feel me? Like, give her her flowers, you feel me?
Absolutely.
Even when Whitney Houston went off on live air and shit, nigga, that's a statement in
really
history.
I think you gotta really speak to her craft and what she brought to hip hop, what she brought to the culture, and what we now know as media and podcasts and radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the greatest to do it.
She opened the door for women and pioneers and stuff like that in the radio business as well. So you know what I mean.
I still don't think
give that woman her props. And our prayers, man.
I mean,
the interview with Blak Chyna.
Yeah.
I saw the interview, you know what I mean? But I don't think they should have shown. Like, do they know she want to be seen like that? Like,
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like if she's not in her right state of mind to control her financial affairs and, you know, properly care for herself on a daily basis, why would y'all think that she would be in her right mind to be in front of
a camera? I just hope
people
not taking advantage of the situation.
Oh, they definitely are, though.
That's what I was about to say, because
karma is a real thing, you feel me? Like, I don't like when family do people wrong like that.
I haven't watched it yet, and I do plan to watch it. They've been talking about a lot of the people are around her are not necessarily relatives, but people that are close to her some sort, but
they
are
have good
enabling her behavior, like her drinking and things like that. And you know, that's really unfortunate that that's what's happening.
The main thing though, they were saying that they're trying to figure out when did she sign the contract for the Lifetime series. Was it did somebody force it on her now?
Yeah.
Or just in the middle of it, or just something that happened?
I mean,
look
at the date.
You know what I mean? So
what date did she sign it?
Yeah, that's what we don't know yet. That's what they're trying to see. Like, somebody's taking.
How hard is it to find a goddamn signature and a date?
It's gonna come out eventually. We're gonna see.
Yeah, it's definitely going to come out.
Always does.
I really wish that, you know, nothing but love and light for Wendy Williams.
Absolutely, prayers, queen. Flowers.
Vice Media ends website and slashes hundreds of jobs.
That's the end of an era right there.
That is crazy.
For real.
Is this what's happening?
It ain't keeping your content
everybody's
up.
Everybody's so in love with AI and technology.
You know what I mean?
You got to prepare for the worst and pray for the best out here nowadays.
But I feel like here we go back to that uncharted territory, right? Yeah. If you're not willing to progress as a company and get into the modernized social media platforms and things like that and how that works, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they got rid of a lot of journalists. Yeah.
You
got
to be willing to expand. You can't be on some, you know what I mean, blockbuster shit. You feel me?
But
out
you
got to
also, you got to also think about like people that do non-existent journalism. Yeah, but at what point do you increase your craft too? There's a lot of journalism that's very traditional with the pen and paper. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily writing notes and, you know what I mean, using it. Like, everybody's process is different.
Adapt and adjust.
Yeah,
that's not just journalism. That's a life thing. We all know, especially living in the tri-state Jersey and stuff, man. You know what I mean? Times always changing. You got to adapt and adjust. Not everybody could live in Jersey. You feel me? New York and all that. It's not for everybody and stuff. So
it's about not to be for me. I'm going
to tell you that. I ain't going to hold you. VA in North Carolina calling my name. I ain't going to hop ship and jump down to Georgia, but VA in North Carolina been sounding real breezy for
you. You know it's getting bad when...
I love Jersey, man. I don't know if...
I love it. I don't see anywhere else. I love
Jersey too. I was born
maybe Arizona or Las Vegas.
Sometimes when I see those 300,000 houses in Texas, get a whole mansion.
Las Vegas, Arizona, nice.
You start thinking.
You go down south and get that 40 acres and a mule that I think that we all way that's cheaper. How I always see. Like you get it for way cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. I feel like.
But it's boring as hell. You feel me?
That's like, what I'm about to say. Like you gotta
probably like just I just move to South Jersey. That's a whole another state by itself. God. You feel me?
That's a fact.
Yeah, like you gonna feel like you don't even live in Jersey.
Yeah, that's a country. Like
that's facts.
Definitely. Halle Berry says it's difficult to play child support to a man that calls her the N-word. But it wasn't difficult when you was fucking him.
It wasn't. Maybe that was y'all little kinky thing. He turned it foul.
How long has been difficult?
I know he done called you a nigga a few times.
Word.
So he not getting to the bag, right?
A nigga lover, nigga. Which is very crazy.
Like we're talking about Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
She's paying
big bread.
To a white man.
And man, it don't cost that much to raise these kids.
It does not matter how you look.
Yeah.
Men have been in love with Halle Berry since I can remember. She is still one of the most iconic faces in our cultures. Mm. And she paying child support.
I don't know about child support. If you get put on child support, doesn't that mean you was like
unfit?
So it's probably very unfit.
Not just like unfit, but maybe unscheduled. Maybe work schedule collage.
We can't even really say that because we're talking about Halle Berry. Of course she's going to have a hectic schedule. Mm-hmm. Of course she's going to have all of that. But I think that's what he used against her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the constant motion and moving around.
Man, you don't need no court to get this together, man.
Here's the thing, though. Women figure it out.
All the time.
There's women that, you know, who don't have the fathers around and they gotta work 3-4 jobs to take care of their kids, but they figure it out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But shout out to the father stepping it up too, man.
No, nigga, we ain't talking about that. It makes no difference then. It makes no difference.
Halle, like, you can't talk to me
because
anyway
she's a celebrity.
Like,
you know what I mean? She gotta get to the bag. That's just her process.
So how we
like,
know he calling her the N-word? Or we just taking her
that's
word
what
for
she
it.
Said. That's like, allegedly.
I feel like all
we
white
just
people
here
say
to give the real
sure
talk.
You
I feel like all white people say
and
the
women,
N-word.
Listen, man, women know how to push them buttons.
Everybody say the N-word.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody say the N-word.
Absolutely.
It's a word nowadays. Yeah. Everybody say the N-word. Get over it.
I don't know. I can't say get over it, but I feel like...
It all depends on how you say it.
No.
To me, it's just like, that's my bitch, and fuck that bitch. It's two different titles.
That's a fact.
That's my nigga. Go get that dude. It's two different titles.
You know what I mean?
That's within our culture, though, right? Within our culture, we have an understanding as African-American men and women that there is tiers to the levels and levels of the word bitch.
That's a fact.
Like Queen Latifah said... Yo, I ain't tripping.
Uh-huh.
When we cool, when you playing, it's cool.
Uh-huh.
But don't you be calling me out my name.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
so it's not tiers and levels to nigga?
It's the tone.
It's not tiers and levels to nigga?
It is. Well,
it is. But
see, with the nigga, it's just spelt different too. Like, you know what I mean? You can hear different. It's all about the way that it's used. You hear that hard ER.
That hard ER in that context.
For them not to say nigga without the ER.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a part of their ancestry to say the ER.
Just a little different.
They can't help it.
Yeah.
But don't say that shit. I felt like white people, if you want to say the word nigga, say that shit.
How do y'all feel about I last subject on it? How do y'all feel about rappers not letting their fans say that their lyrics?
Sounds
on
stupid.
You can't control.
Man, say that
up.
Shit, man. Mm, fuck that word. Shit,
you
man.
You can't
lie, man. Say that shit, nigga. You know, and hey, yo, man, if you on stage and you rap about lyrics, man, you get the pass.
If that's
man.
The case, don't. Then just rap without curse words.
Say yeah, that too. Shit, man. We live, man.
Just get the clean version.
You want thing, you want to live
that's
this life? You want this experience?
Yeah.
We gonna give you that experience.
And
you just
keep it in your room.
That's what they have kids.
You're not just paying,
for,
paying to see me perform. You're paying for this experience.
If you want to start to censor your music, I'm not listening. Mm. I'm a whole Adele, and I paid $5.99 for this app. You better curse.
I want to hear what you actually said.
I want to hear some shit.
Yeah. And that shit came out your account unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Apple.
That's
like,
Apple
and
dope.
Like three times at that,
fucking
too.
Need a RICO wow. charge on Apple. Nah. When that shit hit, put
like
my name down.
They know when your money hit the account.
Put my name
every time.
Down.
All those subscriptions come out same time.
I swear to God.
So ye wife, Bianca, is in Milan, has a ooh. Wild outfit for
crazy
fashion
outfit.
Show. I just feel like he's never going
to
let this girl put clothes on.
I'm trying
I
to
think
figure
it's
out
her idea nowadays.
Why they put the clothes in the tub to take the picture. You saw that? They put the top of her outfit with the bottom in a tub. Like, ye just be doing some other stuff. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where his mind is.
That's, like, a crazy
that's what y'all call genius.
To another level.
I'm here for it. You
the creativity
me?
Is to another
fashion,
level, I guess.
Y'all,
that's
fashion. That's
not fashion. Sis had on a paper towel and a thong.
Yeah, that was wild.
There was not much fabric, thought, creativity.
I don't know what
fashion
I,
with
I,
that.
I want to know. I need week. Hey, brother Ye, come up here, please. I want to know more. No, seriously. I want to know more. Like, what's your thought process when you wake up and go through this? And, like, I want to understand. I don't want to judge. I want to understand a little bit more, man. It's got to be more. It's got to be something more.
I love
Ye,
but I'm judging because this is a woman. At the end of the day, black, white, purple, blue. She's a woman. Yeah, why
I
you got this
you.
Girl naked? And
she,
why she
a
I
grown
mean,
ass woman? Why is she agreeing to be naked?
He's yay.
She's listening to her.
He's yay. She's listening to her husband.
Listening to what her husband say.
He's one of the creative geniuses.
I don't think he got that type of mind control. That puppet
crazy.
Mind control. You think so?
I don't know.
But then again, we seeing some weird Hollywood shit. So
like
shut up.
If he like it, she love it.
I'm sure.
You feel me?
Do.
I'm here for it. Everybody have 50. You feel me? I ain't here to judge love.
Kelly Rowland storms off from the Today Show over the dressing room not being up to par. But someone came to her defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just about to say that. Said she wasn't. They said, I forgot what she said, but they said
and
it wasn't really because of the dressing room.
I think it was Marlon Wayans that came to her defense and said, she's like, Kelly Rowland is one of the sweetest people that you can ever really encounter. And I think her character could have
just had a diva moment.
And, but you know what I think it is also? I've seen a lot of frustration from her doing this interview because she's out promoting her movie, Mea Culpa, that was directed.
That's my first time hearing about it, but I'm here for it.
Executive produced by Tali Perry,
okay,
of course.
Give it up for the queen.
And she's getting questions about Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm out here promoting me, and she can't really escape that.
Give that Queen Kelly Rowland the motherfucking respect.
Give her time.
She didn't play the background and succeeded as the background.
We're talking about Kelly Rowland. What if she didn't have her champagne? What if she didn't have her robe, her roses? I don't give a fuck if her comb was out of place.
Gotta have them ready.
Word. You were supposed to have that
start.
Shit up to par.
Word. Get,
if
like,
it was Beyonce, y'all would have had that shit
exactly.
together.
Red get that carpet, woman that everything. Respect she deserves.
Like, give her the respect.
That's crazy. We even gotta mention this. Like, you feel me? Like, yo, like, come on now. Like, that's crazy, man.
Taylor Swift is threatening to flight tracker dude.
Yeah, somebody tracking her plane everywhere she go. But her, I think her lawyers were saying, like, it's not really much.
That they could
really,
do?
They really do, as far as legal
but
action.
Why you wanna? Why are you tracking her plane?
Just to say you can, put it on Twitter, you know what I mean?
Y'all not Jesus that obsessed with Taylor Swift.
Are
you cannot be.
It's
no
really
way.
Scary
Listen,
how...
That girl got a lot of money, man. Y'all better stop playing with her.
It's really scary how obsessive social media makes people. Like, it really makes people feel like they're entitled to some of the most sacred things in your life. They have to, like... In order for you to really go viral on social media, media, you have to be willing to show these people that you don't know your entire life. Mm-hmm. From the time you wake up to the time you want to go to sleep. They even want to see who you in the bed with.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. They want to see how you put your socks on, how you put your drawers on.
It's never that deep, people.
How you brush your teeth. Like,
it's never that deep.
They want to see everything to how you get in the car, how you go grocery shopping, how you argue with your mama. Like, it be...
I don't know what this is. Y'all think
and
this is, but this ain't that.
And if you don't give them that, they don't big you up.
It's a little personal, though.
It's very personal. I think it's that's why it's so very difficult for me to, like, really have a social media personality because my personality is me, right? But I don't like people like that.
Yeah.
I really don't like being on the camera. Yeah, y'all know that. That's like people that don't like pictures and shit. Mm-hmm. So you gotta have that open moments. Like,
I'll be fighting L to take fucking promos and shit. Like, I'll be really like,
send
like,
that
please.
They be like, yo, send me that drop. I'm like,
send that drop.
Damn, bro.
You gotta catch it.
Be like,
yo,
you don't got no selfies so I can post? I'm like, nah, bro.
You gotta catch it when she's going out.
Right, that's probably it. And you won't get one, because that's all I got.
That's all you got. Maybe two if she don't like that one.
And then I probably don't even like it. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. Machine Gun Kelly debuts upper torso blackout tattoo. I think it's fucking dumb. And I love Machine Gun Kelly, but it looks crazy. What was the point of that? Something. Tattooing is an art. It's a form. Like,
it looked like a tribal marking. No,
it's how you express yourself. What does that even mean?
I'm just thinking about sitting through the process. Like, just
what does that
coloring.
Even mean?
Like,
shading. That's psychopathic behavior. You gotta be a fucking psychopath.
Machine Gun Kelly, we need you to come to the front.
You didn't numb that shit.
Oh man.
Like, just
did,
to shade it?
We need you up here. We need to just like my brother Kanye, we need to see your thought process.
People
we need to
bored.
Before I get an analysis or share my hypothesis on this situation, I need you to come through and explain to us what was your thought process of doing this shit, cuz shit looked wild crazy.
I wasn't thinking.
Like, shit will look wild crazy. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Somebody said something. Could have been a bet.
I don't know.
Whoa, that's a good fact.
You know what I mean?
That's a good fact. Yeah, maybe it was a bet. We don't know. Donald Rollins runs down on Corey Holcomb. What is going on with all the comedians fighting?
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's a lot going on in the comedian world right now. But I think Corey Holcomb has said something to Donnell Rollins' friend. And put him on or whatever. So the friend couldn't show up because he like big. He's a big type.
Yeah.
Big guy. So as far as money goes, down there wrong, like I could pull up for him on some friendship. You know what I mean? Tell him yo, stop talking about him, but whatever. So it was all that's really all that was.
Damn, what happened to the support and
comedians going
and
at
comedians
each other
right now. Like even the comedians are
comedians are still
beefing.
Street niggas too. Yeah. You feel me? Y'all think y'all R&B niggas is street niggas?
I think Corey Holcomb might get him though.
You think so?
Hey, yo,
if they was like on some boxing match.
Yeah,
I give it to Corey. Not just because of the name either. You know.
Yeah. What you got on that? I got.
Not just because of Corey's sticking together. You know what I mean? But.
You ain't slick.
Get your boy.
He done told on himself. He ain't slick. I'm trying to figure out like what make him say this.
Nah,
like,
I just know Corey Holcomb. He's just bigger than him. Like chunkier.
Yeah.
He got more weight. You know what I mean?
I mean weight don't mean nothing. You feel me? That don't mean nothing. You feel me? Like anybody can get that.
No,
piece of the side.
Like he just can't get it on. I don't know.
I agree with that.
Hopefully they figure it out.
I hear you, see.
As two black men, just figure it out.
Yeah, hopefully they could work that out.
Sometimes they gotta. I like that they resolving with fists. It could always go to another.
That's a fact.
Sometimes it comes down to the little.
I mean,
but I
feel like we've also gotten to a point where, you know, yes, we are able to put down the guns, right? We might be able to shoot our shit, but we can't have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's have a conversation and shit just got
Shannon,
real.
Like
they shit
Sharp
get
Mike
real.
Ups, you know what I mean?
They was able to meet up and talk it out.
There was no other option, though.
That was real man shit. Yeah, that was real man shit.
We see what happened with Will Smith and shit get real sometimes.
Sometimes things get personal and we don't know it. You know what I mean? We only know what they show us and we make our own speculations based off of that shit, based off of what we see. Just to switch over into some world talk.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, y'all see that Hollywood shit just be going
crazy.
There'll
be a lot going on in Hollywood.
It's a lot.
So when we get into that first subject, You feel me? You grab your Bel Air. You feel me? Yeah. You grab your Vion. You sit and you the fuck and be back. Like, what? Like,
that is like,
yo,
dang,
I heard about that word. I was thinking that too. Yo, welcome to Real Talk, man. We're going to give it to you how it is, man.
It's crazy. Capital One Bank is acquiring Discover for $3 billion.
I fuck with Capital One.
Me too.
All I hear is interest rates going up.
Yeah, we'll give it to them. Give it up for Capital One on that big, like, you feel
no,
me?
No, don't go up on my interest rate.
They're still going to let but Discover you feel me? Stay the like, same brand.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think it's dope, though. I mean.
Don't forget the ones who helped Capital you to One get is, there, yeah, Capital One. Right. That's all we're. Yeah. Don't go Wells right. Fargo on us. Don't go Wachovia on.
Don't go Wachovia on us.
Right.
And don't go Bank of America on us. You feel me? Stay true to you.
Crazy.
We got you.
Yeah. I think that's a great business move. A judge in Texas says school didn't violate the Crown Act by punishing a black teen for not cutting his dreads. I think that is so wild
that's
to
crazy.
Me.
We even talking about
all
shit
because
like
of
this
the
in 2024.
Length of his hair, like.
All because of his hair, period. Like, you feel me?
Yeah,
we
they
all
said they don't want it in the locks.
Humans, you feel me? Dreads. Everybody hair grow different, but we all sit down and shit. We all, like, y'all wild. Doing wild, crazy shit,
Miles
man. Let that person be a human, bro. Like, who are you to tell me about my hair?
I'm not keeping my kid in that school then. Fuck
y'all. That's what I was saying.
Fuck
that's
you, you
straight.
Feel me?
You know what I mean?
Fuck y'all.
School, home
I feel
school.
Like all parents at that school, black parents, should be boycotting together.
Something.
You know
something
what I mean? For the school, because it's obviously definitely. Stuff. Racial
and what state is that again?
Texas. Yeah.
Texas, hold on.
We gonna
we didn't like in the move, see?
They don't fuck around in Texas.
But nah, man. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, man. Like that definitely violated the Crown Act.
Yeah.
Need to
definitely.
Really follow up on that and what the Crown Act really is, man.
I hope they countersue some shit like that.
Something
that's
gotta get, because that definitely was wild.
Donald Trump dropped sneakers. This is wild as fuck to me.
Donald Trump, yeah.
And they sold the fuck out.
Sold out.
Roland Sharp, known as a watch dealer, buys an autographed pair 9K. For $9,000.
$9,000.
I'm not going to lie to you. I 9K? Saw the Trump sneakers. Who?
I don't like him though. They don't.
I don't like him.
I feel like he mocking the culture at this point.
It definitely
he
gave
red bottoms too.
It definitely gave some little. It gave ones. A
it gave
bit.
No. It gave
it
no.
It gave
no.
Ones?
It gave nah.
It,
that
I
ain't
guess,
it.
I don't know,
guess that's where he was trying
that's
to go
he was trying
with
to go
it.
With it though.
You know
that's
what I mean? Like if you look at the sneaker, the format, the shape
hell he
of it, that's where he was trying to
go. All gold shoe.
Nah, come on, it's Trump. That's him. Gold everything. I bet you that nigga eat 24K steak, 24K wings.
I feel like he mocking the
that's
culture.
Of course
bit,
he is.
You know I mean?
It's
like,
election time, man.
For.
But I hate the fact that they're saying because he's dropping this sneaker, he's going to get the black vote.
Yeah,
we don't true. Like. We don't no. like other. Other shit.
We don't like them
sneakers.
Shits. I speak
and
for the people.
Like
Jewel,
like,
I keep telling y'all, Jewel's for president. I speak for the fucking people. Them shoes is a fucking no. You feel
even
me?
Even if we do love sneakers. That's something that I would say as Americans. We do love good kicks. We love a good pair.
I promise you,
of
we
fresh
sure the
kicks.
Quality was good.
Promise
though.
You,
of course.
The games are dropping the
but
bullshit.
Ain't nobody. I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm
running.
Not gonna hold
I'm
you.
I'm not standing in line for no Trumps.
Nah.
Black people do be doing some crazy shit. It's a black person that got to play a Trump show.
Nah, they already said that. They selling for like
and
$400.
And they live in West Kansas.
$400?
Yeah, on the regular.
$400?
So imagine if them shits resell in a couple years. That's going
y'all
to be crazy.
They already set the standard with the 9K with the autograph pair. So
y'all bugged out. Y'all can have them.
Never. A pair of Trump. Oh, what you got on your feet? Nah, these
new
Trump 2024. You crazy.
The casino Trumps.
What are those? I'm on their head. I swear to God, you better
casino
ever come
Trumps.
To Jersey with them shits.
Nah,
I swear to God, we're going to hike them. We're going to rush the shit out of you.
That's all
God.
He think he can do to get our vote?
Sneakers. That's all I'm like, damn, that's what you think of us? Sneakers?
That's
fucking. You could now, if you would have gave us some food stamps, you'd have had my vote.
You feel me? Give me a stimmy
Trump,
or something. You
stimmies.
Feel me? Give me something I could use. You giving me
and
something
like
that you could profit.
Don't send no 1200. Give me another
2200. That 4 bands.
Yeah.
Help me, help me.
Four,
you feel me?
And I will vote for you.
Help me, help me so I can help us. You feel me? You trying to profit off us instead of helping us.
Listen, man.
What kind of.
Listen, you gotta invest money to make money.
That's a fact.
So that's what you
eat off of me. You already eating double time. My vote is worth everything.
He don't give a fuck about that. He gonna eat off of every single person he could.
Not with those Trump 24s he
in. And want you to do something. I love that.
The MAGA, the MAGA, those the MAGA red bottoms.
And dare you to do something. That's one thing I like about Trump. He stand on business. That nigga don't give a fuck.
It's gonna be great. I promise you.
It'd be a bunch of bullshit. Mexico City, a sprawling metropolis of nearly 22 million people and one of the world's biggest cities, is facing a severe water crisis.
Yeah, I heard about that. The weather bad, everything. It's getting hotter, no water. Mexico City.
Damn, that's crazy. That's in New Mexico, right?
Climate change. It's not helping at all.
It's not helping. I just feel like the world is shifting.
Back and forth, grabbing buckets, trying to get what they can.
That's crazy. I'm praying to them.
Y'all better stop boiling y'all water and shit. Like.
No, they say earth. They said they
That's
them. I'm from the bottom. You hear me? You gotta start boiling the water. Don't nobody sit down. The last person sit down in the tub. You gotta stand up and squat through. Yo, feel me?
You better start collecting rain, motherfucker.
What you gonna do? Sink or swim? You better start collecting rain.
They might not even want to boil it because it's gonna start evaporating.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
They said it's so bad that when they shower, they use the shower water, let it go down to wash down the water for the toilets.
That's crazy.
See what I'm saying though, right? Y'all laughing and shit. Y'all gave y'all bad ideas right now.
That's crazy.
Hopefully they get that
first together too. I heard it was like 15 billionaires or 50 billionaires this year that built bunkers and shit. What y'all know that y'all ain't telling us? Put me on. Like, you feel me? I already got it in mind where I'm going. You feel me? Like, so I don't know what y'all are doing, but
he just basically said I'm good.
Me and mine, we gonna survive on baby. Y'all already know I'm bunkered down somewhere.
Nikki Haley says, I have a duty to stay in a race after loss to Trump in her home state of South Carolina.
Yeah, Trump, I'm telling you, man.
Nobody's gonna fuck with him in this election. I just want, like, you wasting your time if you think he not gonna win.
That's what I'm saying, yo. I don't know. It's over. Looking on his side. Look like he might take
Let me tell you, if Biden would have done a better job, then he probably wouldn't have a chance.
He just eliminated student debts.
For who?
People that had like less
12,000 or less. What degree is 12,000 or less?
Bitches can't even be a
CNA for $12, 12,000 or less.
Biden, I'm trying to help you, Biden.
Like, you feel me? Basically, you saying drug dealers, they make more than 12,000, 12 grand. Come on.
Allegedly.
Is she lying? What
12,000? What degree out there can you get for 12,000 or less? You can't even go to a trade school for 12,000 or less.
Hey, I know exactly what needs to be done. I keep saying it. Jules for president. 2024,
Trump might take
it
though. Trump looking like he definitely about to take
it. Yeah, it's over. So
we're gonna see what happens.
We'll see. Anaconda species said to be the largest ever found during filming of Will Smith.
Oh yeah. He got a docuseries, not a docuseries, but what you call it? Almost like a biopic type of? Like when he going through the forest though. He's going through the Amazon.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck they got to do? This nigga's from Philly. I don't want to see no docuseries about.
Yeah, that's what I said. While they was filming though, they just came across an anaconda.
The only type of species that he should be showing in his docuseries is in South Philly. West Philly.
He running out of ideas, man.
I shouldn't see nothing but Muslims and some bandos, some roll houses.
When the last time Will been to West Philly or something like that?
I don't think that nigga ever went back.
Once that nigga went to Bel Air, he never went back after that.
I think it's over.
But yeah, he running. He must be running out of movie ideas or something.
Yeah, because what the fuck type of shit?
Now you're just out there chasing animals. You want to be the next Tarzan.
That nigga said, I'd rather be in the wilderness barefoot. Go back to Philly. I be seeing Philly be losing in these memes. You feel me? And I love Philly. I love
Will Smith, though. He's a great actor. So I'm sure whatever it is that he is doing, it is really going to be.
Got Disney backing him, so.
Yeah,
you know Disney got the bag.
In the wilderness than be in Philly. That's crazy.
Let's go look for some animals.
That nigga said, "Let me take y'all to the real jungle."
Let's talk about music. Some music. Let's get into some music.
Music it is. Damon Dash has been ordered to sell his 1/3 ownership of Rockefeller shares to pay a $823,000 debt settlement after losing a lawsuit. Jay-Z was against the sale to a third party, so he offered $1.5 million, but Dame refused to sell to Jay-Z.
Dame petty.
Yes, ego, because it's like nigga, fuck on. You, yeah. for real.
You really not going to sell it to
him? I don't want your change. I don't want your change.
Nigga, now you
going
to try to come
is,
help
though.
Me. Nigga, you but ain't trying to help me before. Nigga, but when now, I need your help, nigga, you left me out of here.
For Jay, that shit is like, I don't want you saying you helped me.
Yeah,
I don't want you saying you came to save me. Damn. Nothing. Yeah.
It's not even saving. Like, just let the man all give you.
I respect
offer.
It. I can't
that's
even say nothing about it.
That's more personal, though. That's more personal. Nah,
and
we can't say that.
Not the family, but not keeping it in the family.
We
but.
Can't say that because they not family no
I'm
more.
I'm guessing the third party.
Man, they always family. Folks. Family beef, man. You feel me? Just
family
they
beef,
just,
but
it ain't, you know what I, mean? I just hope they get it right before. You know what I mean? Because tomorrow, and I promise, I just hope they get it right before it's too late.
Nah, but I feel like he has a right to say no, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I respect his though.
We gotta respect that he
probably,
do
he
has
probably
a right.
Just think he like because he lost the lawsuit, so it's like he looking at Jay-Z like it's like, oh, I got you,
nigga.
Man,
but I was
that,
going
like,
through this whole lawsuit, and you ain't even stick your neck out.
Word.
You ain't
instead of paying the motherfucking debt for me, nigga. You trying to. Like,
you still trying to take it.
Like, at the end of the day, instead of like, yo, man, I'll pay that meal for my brother. You feel me? You gonna let me? You feel me?
I'm good.
Like, damn, you taking food off my table both ways.
Nah, but he already did
that.
Damn,
Jules,
let
me stop talking that real shit. Let me shut up.
This shit is personal. You know, French Montana drops a new album, Mac and Cheese 5.
Yeah.
Definitely looking forward to
straight
that.
Out the Calabasas. You feel me? Straight fire into album. The motherfucking hot.
I just listened to it too. It's fire. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
I gotta listen to it. I didn't know that he was dropping a new album, so I'm actually looking forward to that because I love Mac and Cheese 3. I think that's probably one of my favorite. Album,
he
so.
Gonna keep him going.
Absolutely, album, as though. He should. Diddy claims to be a victim of cancel culture.
What?
This nigga is holding on for dear life.
Why is he worried about that? Why is he? Nigga, you trying to draw attention to the cancel culture?
He is a victim of cancel culture in response to gang rape lawsuit.
Oh man. Diddy, man.
What that got to do with?
What that got to do with? That's exactly
what hold on, what kind of lawsuit?
Rape.
Gang?
Gang rape.
Gang rape at that.
They just throwing everything on
Diddy. Damn, bro.
They just messing with Diddy at this point.
Just took a hard. You
said,
feel
me? We're
going to
get the bread.
Like,
we're going
to
get the money
what?
Out of him. Like,
we going to get this shit, no matter
crazy.
What?
Bad boy ain't even a. I'm going to shut up, man. I ain't even going to.
Crazy. I don't know. Like, I feel like once you kind of get thrown in that pool of sexual allegations as a celebrity, it's over for you.
As a person, man, that's crazy, yo.
Yeah, once you once you get under that type of umbrella and you become that celebrity with the sexual abuse allegations, it's pretty much over.
It's over, man. Like,
it's not going to keep coming
out.
Like,
you got, ain't no coming back from that, for real, man. But even though there's a lot of people out here that's been, you know, mistrialed and all that stuff. Live,
I mean, it's innocent until proven guilty, for real. But, you know, in a court of law. But that's based on who's deciding whether you get to.
But and then in the court of law, who is judging those people on those jury?
It's never a fair jury though. Unfortunately,
it's never.
Man, they heard Diddy saying, "Bring the receipts," and I'm a
niggas out there. Niggas out there in the streets and all that message.
Diddy
said, "Show me the receipts. Show me the receipts. I'm paying in 24 hours. All the receipts coming out.
Bow, bow, bow. Here you go.
Wait. I was just." Hey, get your shit together, my boy. Shit is going crazy.
Got the music?
No.
All right, just making sure.
It went down.
Yeah, it did.
I just said, fuck it. Word. Timbaland says Vulture 2 is on the way. Right. Some reports suggest the album could be out as soon as March 8th.
Okay, Timbaland.
I think that's going to be fire. Yeah. Definitely one of the most historical producers we have in our time.
One?
Iconic.
I enjoyed it. Vulture's I enjoyed it.
So I think Vulture 2 would be good. Just
absolutely.
As good.
I just saw an interview with Connie Diamond, and Timbaland actually called the, I don't even know who the host was, but definitely giving her so much love and hopefully going to be working with her soon. She's dope. So I'm looking forward to hearing whatever they create.
Man, he always showing love, man. Yeah. Shout out to Timbo, bro.
Benzino claims
Benzino.
Nah, finish it. Don't laugh now.
Why they keep giving this man a mic and a camera?
Get that man.
He claimed he destroyed Eminem with Rap Elvis single. Says he sucks as a rapper.
Yeah. Eminem.
I don't know. Benzino.
Benzino is not better than Eminem.
Benzino, you my man. It's not happening. Nice. It
never happened.
I don't know why they don't give Benzino his respect. He got some. He got some bars.
He got some bars.
Not better than Eminem, though. I was gonna say he's not better than Eminem. I never said that on the mic. You would never hear me say that with his crying ass on Drink Champs. And no neck.
This is real talk. This is real.
People talking about his neck. You don't have a neck. And that's just, you know, that's a fact. I don't people. I don't think people are really necessarily.
I got a neck.
Where was it? Even like you on Drink Champs and even still didn't have it.
But he was just on Drink Champs crying, saying, I think he was drunk, and it's not that bad. But now he fuck Eminem, fuck Eminem.
I think he was drunk. He was sauce. It's clickbait. He was fucked up. He was definitely.
Let that nigga talk his shit, yo.
He was definitely.
I'm here for it. Talk your shit.
No, they're getting them sauce. Let that info come out.
Definitely. Speaking their true sorrows. Let's get into some sports.
Okay. What's going on in the sport world?
Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers was alleged to hit a female after the Super Bowl, but turns out the woman lied.
Woman lied.
Again, we just talked about that. Is it really innocent until proven guilty? Yes, in the court of law. But in the court of law, the people are the ones saying whether we're guilty or not.
They go to the woman first.
That young man was just about to get railroaded.
Yeah, and he has such a bright future. So that's definitely unfortunate that you know, that young lady. But I feel like, let's talk about this.
Ain't nothing happened to her, right?
Exactly. Like, there should be some type of consequences for these females that are doing this, because there is a record history of men doing, I mean, more than 5 years behind allegations off of a lie.
Sometimes they know it's a lie. Yeah. And these women are, like, living their lives.
And these men, like, are stuck behind bars from 5 to damn near 70 years. Yeah, you know what I mean? For allegations that just was not true. And the only end result of it is they may get a payout from the city. You know what I mean? But what happens to the transition back into society? How do they function? They've been behind a wall.
They can't get that time back.
Or that mental trauma. Space. That trauma, yeah, like
come on, man.
Charger.
I don't give a fuck how much money you give somebody that you wrongfully imprisoned. Yeah. There's not enough. Until their dying day, they should be getting a paycheck.
Some crazy females out here, man. She probably punched herself in the face and all.
Definitely,
put a bruise on her face.
That's wild as shit.
On some thin line between love and hate, shit.
That's some wild shit. That's real.
Happens.
I just don't want. I just. It should never be. No penis that good. I just
hit that double dick.
I just don't think it's worth. It's just not worth it.
Hey,
I'm not punching myself. You're wilding. That's crazy. Yeah. That's very crazy.
Hey, to do it to him.
Very crazy.
Yeah.
Mets expect Singer to resume throwing in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to him.
I hope that you know. He can return.
They need him, right?
They absolutely
need him. Anybody else throwing like him, right?
Absolutely. Right. That might be a major fumble for them if he don't recover. Cam Newton.
Yeah, my boy.
I literally just saw Cam was out there giving niggas
that boop bop.
He gets into a brawl with three guys at his 7v7 All-Star event in Atlanta. He was getting busy.
Manhandling for real though. Yeah, man.
If you gonna talk that shit, you gotta be about that shit. You gotta be ready for that shit.
People gotta realize that these celebrities are human beings.
But Cam be popping shit.
They grew up.
Cam don't be popping shit.
Cam was popping some shit though, but
he
do.
He gotta back it up as he said. You feel me?
He backed it up. Because it was three of them. Because if it was just one-on-one, he probably would have took them all down.
Could you imagine me and my crew popping? Like, niggas can't fight, bro. Nah, that shit would have been crazy.
They were just throwing some wild shit, too. You could tell they couldn't fight, though.
At all.
They just thought it was cool.
Cam was sparing him. If Cam was really...
Yo, it looked like Cam was sparing him. He could have did worse. He definitely could have did worse.
He definitely could have did worse, man.
I think he really had to realize his environment where he was. Yeah, and, like, you know, people are still watching. If he really would have went in like them, he kids probably lucky could have,
snap.
You got to think about the negative backlash and the headlines for the next morning. Them.
That's why he was holding the other one in the headline. Like, right. He could have did something else.
And it was snap.
Bellinger returning to Cubs on a 3-year deal.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bellinger.
That's great.
Get that paper. Ain't he nice as hell?
Loving that.
He in his prom right now, too.
Baseball right now.
Yeah. Hey, pay that man while he in his prom. Let him shine. Let him do what he's supposed to do.
A fight breaks out ringside at a UFC fight.
Some audience shit. Somebody probably argue and drop some liquor or something.
Do y'all watch UFC?
Yeah, I do. I don't do it too often, but I watch it here and there.
I really cannot get into it.
But I when I watch it.
It's too gruesome for me. I don't like the blood. Like they act. No, you actually. They actually.
They start wild. Yeah. Like they punch down.
They
like, punch
down. I'm putting knees to your neck. Everything. Yeah. Like,
it's a little too gruesome. Like that's real fighting. Yeah, like
they'll fire some hood niggas in the audience. Something crazy or somebody shit. Said something wrong. Somebody else about to fight. Betting on somebody. Lost bet. Something.
Yeah, Duke star Kyle Filipowski hurt as Wake Forest fans rush the court. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, they bum rushed the court.
That's like the second athlete that got hurt. It was Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And then now it's him and stuff, man. Y'all got to be careful.
We understand.
Like, we're going to live. Everybody wanna chill, have fun. History, all that stuff. Enjoy the moment and stuff. But you feel me? People are still humans. Let's remember that. Like, we're going to go off on that note today. We're not leaving right now, but let's remember we're humans. You feel me? Everybody make mistakes. Everybody fuck up.
And you don't want to come back to another basketball game hoping that play is there that you just injured. Like, people don't be thinking
for they're going to implement a rule and then we're going to be mad about the rule.
Do though? Do you put a gate around the arena? Like,
exactly. How gonna be mad? Look, how do you provide this and shit on some hockey shit?
Nah, just need more
stuff. But I'm just saying, on some like, hockey how do shit, you?
Now y'all not even really enjoying.
But you got to think about how big a basketball court is for real. Yeah. How do you hire that much staff that's just going to be paraded like a fucking military?
Yeah, and then you don't know when it's going to happen.
You don't know when it's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. Like, see, you never know. So you hire people sure just in case anything's spinning bread like
that. Everybody's got to behave. That's a fact.
Right. Like, everybody just got to be on their best behavior. Like, know how to act. Like, have some fucking etiquette when you go out. Like, that's just what it is. It's crazy. Richard Sherman arrested for suspicion of a DUI.
Dang. My boy out here.
But what is the suspicion, though? Was the nigga drunk or was he not drunk?
Exactly.
I don't know, but he be chatty.
Was he high or was he not?
You know he not going to go down without a, you know what I mean? Absolutely. A verbal conversation.
But suspicion is crazy.
Yeah, like, suspicion is crazy, though.
Was he drunk or not?
How do you suspect was he drunk somebody or was he drunk not? Or not?
Did he pass the test or did he not?
The test word.
Y'all better say, y'all better hope it's legit because he's going to sue the shit out
y'all. Was he swerving? Was he, you know what?
Oh, he was driving. Yeah,
he was driving, so you had to pull him over for, you know.
They better be on point.
It was no suspicion, that's all. They probably had no suspicion.
He's some smart nigga. He's going to sue the shit out of y'all.
But then maybe they could have smelt it when he got to the car, but still.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that shit. That DUI shit, especially in New Jersey, ain't nothing to fuck with. They not playing around.
Just don't drink and drive.
Yeah, just don't drink and drive. And don't smoke and drive, too.
Yeah, no smoking and driving.
You got to say that more now, too.
Yeah, because even though weed is legal, smoking and driving is still driving under the influence. So be very careful.
Yeah, be very careful.
They say how they testing for that now? Like,
I don't know.
Gonna make you walk the line.
I'm
like
just gonna say I have no words. Yo, you pull me over and it's like, ma'am, are you under the influence? Bro, just hit this blunt. I know you had a long ass shift.
Like, you could smoke too, nigga. You know that, right?
You want break? What time your break? You want hit this blunt? I got some gas for you. You might want to chill out. Yeah.
Nah, facts.
But be careful because, you know, even though it's legal.
Don't be under the influence.
Just be smart, man.
Be responsible. That's what it boils down to. Be smart and be responsible.
On a road, too.
Somebody else's life, you might take.
Yeah, there's other people on a road, too. So you got to be mindful of that. Warriors coach Steve Kerr agreed to a 2-year contract extension.
Shout out
to them. Yes, sir.
Shout out to them. I think that's really, really great. It's a lot.
Can we all say that Kerr is a legend? He's a GOAT and all that stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Hall of Famer?
Is that questionable?
Yeah, 2-year contract extension. I thought he was gonna go a little longer.
I would. I. Why not though?
Yeah.
Congrats, coach.
Word. That's a good one. Video of Travis Kelce causing chaos at the White House resurfaces.
Oh, yeah, that's always an old video.
But see, look how crazy. Look what we do, though. We done big this person up, right? Big mm-hmm. this athlete up. Mm-hmm. Bigged up his girlfriend and his relationship. Mm-hmm. But now he done won the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. right? Now it's like, nah, let's tear this nigga down.
Yeah, word. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
What are you doing? He went on the podium. He was about to say something on the podium.
You want
to
be black? Like, you want to be associated? Welcome to it, my nigga.
That's how they treat you.
Welcome to it.
They want
to
see you do good, but never better than
them. I hate to see you going through this tribe. You feel me?
Right off.
But you feel me, tribe? I'm a wild boy, too. I know. I heard about your history. You feel me? Like, I ain't here to judge because I can't judge. I'll be a hypocrite. But you got to slow down. You at the White House, my boy, turning up too much.
But do we care?
I think it's just a thing. Like, they just say nobody's supposed to walk up to the podium.
I don't care, but he should care for his business and his image and his money. Yeah. I ain't turned it up at no White House. I'm going to say yes, sir, yes, sir. As soon as I leave and I hop in a limo or something, I'm getting right.
It's about what he was going to say, though. He probably wasn't going to say nothing. No. I think he just said, I've been waiting for this moment for a minute, and then Mahomes pulled him off. Like,
you got to think about, He just.
We gotta have you on here now. I want to know what you was gonna say.
He just won a Super Bowl, so it's he got a lot of shit to say.
Right.
Know why he couldn't have just been grateful.
Shout out to them, man. Take that next one next year.
Maybe Mahomes know his boy was about to say some wild.
Yeah, he knew. It was. You know what I mean, like a celebration.
You just got this endorsement, dog.
Exactly.
Chill out,
exactly.
You
know? Well, he held him down like real friend supposed to. You know what I mean.
So speaking of that, before we get out of here, here's a topic. At what point are we comfortable with allowing our friends to correct us in situations like that?
You got to stay checkable.
It's
mandatory. It depends on who you are. Everybody can't check you.
Yeah.
Everybody can't check me. You feel me? What's your credentials or where you been at in life? What have you done in life for you to tell me that, hey, chill out, check me. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But everybody got to stay checkable, man. Keep you level-headed.
If I'm
keep
doing
you
something
balanced.
Wrong, definitely let me know.
Absolutely. You know I definitely think it got to be
especially if you know me and if Flav Off's an alcoholic or you know I drink a lot and you my friend, you know I'm about to do something wild.
Yeah.
Of course, I want you to stop.
That's a real friend. I don't need no yes man around me. Exactly. No yes man around me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's important to at least have a real one in your corner that knows you, and genuinely want to see you do good.
Yeah.
That genuinely knows, like, damn, he might be a drinker, but, I got him. Like, I'm not going to let him embarrass himself. I'm not going to let him.
That's all it was.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that's what it was. Or it could have been like, nigga, we a team. You represent me, too. Yeah. Like, I can't have you up here fucking on my image.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's patting my home. You got to really,
They got a little nice little ethic culture going on over there and stuff. They on the up and up and stuff. Like, don't fuck it up just by a sentence for 10 seconds. Man, could fuck up a whole life.
Keep it together, man. I might put in my ticket now, too, for next year's
message.
You better
get it
while it's hot. Hey,
man, they only going to be 500,000 if you get it right now.
It's
only going to be 500,000 if you get the ticket right now. That's a sale. Go count that.
They gonna catch you out in like facts. September. Like, nah, nigga, this ain't
that. I don't remember it.
So,
shout out our sponsors first
of
all.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Let's get into it.
Shout out to Clarity. Jeff, I see you, my boy.
I'm still waiting for another bottle.
Hey man, he got on.
We gotta get some more.
That's on me.
You got a whole case.
I got a whole case.
Where is the bottle?
I just been. Hey Jeff, I got your back on this. You feel me? He has been hitting me up and stuff. I just been very pissed. I'm gonna take the L on this one. He got the bottles for me. Me and shit. Right. Shout out to Bel-Air.
Shout out to Bel-Air. One of my favorite champagnes in the world.
Absolutely. And shout out to Mayframe.
Some good frames.
You feel me?
Some good frames.
That's those jersey frames right there.
But how did they get that? What was the site?
ShopTravelBoss.com.
ShopTravelBoss.com. Shout out to them, y'all.
Cool.
And please be sure to download that DJ Chase app.
DJChaseRadio.com.
Wednesday, 9 to 10.
Make sure
download
you tune
it.
In.
Y'all need to tune
this
in.
Week we got a guest, don't we?
Yeah.
We got
a guest
coming up next
episode. So y'all already know, man. If y'all want to get on the show, y'all want to come like talk your shit, you got to. We ain't just letting anybody up here. You feel
Absolutely.
Me? I'm letting you know that now. We got the right to be selective. You feel me? This is our platform. We work hard. We
Definitely.
Put a lot of time, blood, sweat, and tears into this shit. You feel me? Like, so. Yeah.
But like, if you're a good artist, we want to hear from you.
Hey, artists, models,
whatever.
Come talk to us. Come talk your real shit up here. I know y'all got a lot to say to
us. Models? What type of models?
Hey, we open. We open. We open for business. Yeah, respectfully. Respectfully.
I mean, yeah, whatever you want, okay?
I mean, we ain't saying it come straight from, you feel me, the Gentleman's Club, you feel me, Exit 11.
I'm with that too, though, because I want to know, what made you start stripping, you know?
Stripper the entrepreneur?
Yeah.
It is you what know? It is.
It's the mindset.
Hey, we might turn the lights off and start throwing some ones at the go. Real motherfucker.
I'm at the lead that episode.
No, I'm taking it, but
I'm playing. I'm playing.
Jules might have to do that one by himself. A little personal interview.
He going to be here by himself.
I was playing, y'all.
We gonna be here by
but yeah, once again, man, y'all download that DJ Chase app. You know what I mean? DJChaseRadio.com. Please tune in Wednesday, y'all. Wednesday 9 to 10.
Each and download every Wednesday. App. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Real Talk Show 2.
Yes.
I swear I was playing, though.
Right. Follow me at L Pretty B.
Yes, at Credit.Corey.
And your boy Jersey Jules, man.
So, next week we're gonna have a guest.
Yes. Who we real
and
quick?
Who are we?
Man, it's my boy Meek a Million,
Meek
man.
Meek a Million. Meek a Million. Shout out to him.
Artist on the up and up, man. He doing his thing. He's under he's with The Good Company and stuff like that, under Global Partners and stuff like that. And he's just rising right now and got his nice little single out and shit. He's making noise, so you can have him up here.
Dope. Word. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here because I am going to be in NOLA.
In the NOLA.
But I do want to see, you know, Mr. Mac Million, if you are watching this. Looking forward to having you on the show and listen to some of your music. I'm sorry that I won't be here, but I'm running it back, and I hope to have you back when I am in the building. So I hope you fellas, you know, hold me down.
You know we got you, sis. You hold us down.
Hold me down.
No, you hold us down.
Of course. And enjoy the show this Saturday, this Sunday. I know that that's going to be epic.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that. So,
shout out to my boy Gates, man. Follow my boy Gates at I Am Gates. You feel me? Appreciate all the support, my brother. I appreciate you, man. Like, you feel me? Shout out my boy Clarity. Beyond Bel Air, you
appreciate
know the shit,
y'all.
Man. Jersey Jules, man. Let's get it. Yes. The Real Talk Show.
That was episode 7. Appreciate y'all for rocking
siete.
With us, man.
Episode 7.
Appreciate it.